Hastings College basketball is on the air.
Now here's a steal. Frankie Peterson with a steal for Hastings. He drives it back the other way against Blackman. Stops, puts up a shot. It's around the rim. Down.
We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHS on the road with the Broncos tonight. They're in Fremont to take on Midland University as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, the beginning of your big week. You've got to Midland tonight and then a couple of games with Morningside and Concordia the next few days. So obviously a big week for us.
Yeah, you know, and honestly our week really just consists of the night for us. We haven't talked one bit about Morningside or Concordia because we know tonight's going to be a tough game. It's obviously on the road, and Midland's a very talented team, and you know, they've lost, I believe I counted yesterday, 7 games by 5 points or less. So of their 11 losses, 7 of them have been, you know, just down to a couple of possessions. They're, like I said, a highly talented team, and they've got a lot of weapons, and it's going to be a tough matchup for us tonight.
On the other side of the coin, you guys have won 8 games in a row, and obviously we're playing pretty well, right?
Yeah, I think we are. You know, we've had a lot of time. We had some chunks of a couple of weeks at different times where we've really been able to work on, you know, specific things, both offensively, defensively, making sure that we you know, just clean things up and are on the same page. And I think, you know, especially for as many new kids as we brought in and kind of that chemistry of old and new and everybody kind of figuring out their roles and all those kind of things, I think those stretches where we were able to get good practice days in has been really helpful and productive for us.
One of those stretches has occurred right now. You had a week to get ready really for this stretch run, and so that probably came at a good time for us.
Yeah, it did, except for, you know, we'd had a week off just, you know, not long before that. So it did, and at the same time, I feel like, you know, kind of molding those 2 weeks together after we played a couple games was helpful, too, to kind of say, okay, we did improve in these areas, and we still got some things we need to work on. And we were able to rest up a couple of kids that are a little bit banged up. So, you know, we should be fresh, and I think both mentally and physically we should be fresh. We've been at home for a couple of weeks now, and you know, that's always helpful when you go on a 3-game stretch where you're on the road.
This point of the season, can we practice too much and try to perfect things too much?
Well, I think our kids are looking forward to playing against, you know, other teams and instead of banging up on each other in practice every day, but you know, it's time to play some really good teams, and that's what we have in front of us starting tonight. So I think our kids are really looking forward to getting into those high-level GPAC games again, and it's one of those things that they've been looking forward to, I think, since we kind of went on our skid, you know, in mid-November.
It's really going to be a turning point of the season. We can go up and challenge the leaders, or we're going to be scrambling to make some noise at the end.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, this is the time of year where games matter, and they kind of, you know, set you up for what's going to happen in February and March, hopefully. So it's one game at a time, though, and a lot of things can happen. A lot of movement can happen. There's teams that are just below you and teams that are just above you, I'm not sure that there's anybody in our conference that's just absolutely unbeatable. You know, even if you look at the top of our conference, Morningside's won a game by 4 and a game on a last-second offensive rebound putback in the recent weeks. So it's going to be an exciting January, and I think, you know, there's going to be some upsets and there's going to be a lot of big games, close games that are highly competitive.
With what you got ahead, the nation's number one ranked team and the nation's third ranked team, and you're on the road tonight against Midland, a team that's got a sub-500 record, any worries about maybe your team looking past this team?
No, because our team understands that this team is really, really talented, and we've talked a lot about that, and you know, our kids know that we've been in battles with these guys before, and it's the same players. They essentially have the same team they had last year, and they added a couple of key players. In fact, their leading scorer in Spencer. And so we know that, and I think our kids are aware of that. And like I said, we haven't talked one bit about the games that are upcoming. It's what we're doing tonight, and really ultimately, we have to take care of business on a night like tonight in order for those other games to matter in the first place.
Last outing was your win over Nebraska Wesleyan. It seems so long ago, but just last Wednesday, just the feelings on your ball club that night.
It was a tough game to play. You know, Nebraska Wesleyan threw about five or six different defenses at us, and it's one of those things you prepare for, but it's just awkward to try to attack and try to read and figure out and get in any kind of rhythm. So that one, you know, we kind of come away with a feeling of, yeah, we won it, but I don't know that we played particularly well in some areas, and at the same time, that's partly due to the fact that what they did to us was fairly effective in throwing a bunch of different looks at us and making us have to read and attack appropriately. So, like I said before, I think our team is continuing to get better and better, especially defensively and then offensively. Kind of, you know, I think more of our players are stepping up and seeing, okay, how can I contribute, you know, when maybe Jamie's, you know, taken out of the game because they're double teaming her, or Michaela's shot isn't falling, or, you know, so that's going to continue to be important for us, that we have five guys on the floor who are all looking for their opportunities within kind of the structure of what we're trying to run.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Midland as our Pepsi pregame show continues after this.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter. The Broncos on the road tonight in Fremont to take on Midland, a team that is 7-11, 2-7 in the conference. But like you said, they've lost a ton of games by close scores. A very talented group tonight.
Yeah. You know, they, like we said earlier, they have the same kids back, essentially. They're difference makers. Jamila Johnson, Sammy Licari, the Joelle Anderson and her little sister Danny Anderson. The Shepherd kid has got some, you know, unbelievable size. And then they throw in Spencer and a couple other, you know, role players. And it's essentially the same team they had last year and maybe even a little bit more talented. So they're very capable of really in our conference of going on a run and winning a lot of games. Unfortunately for them, in the last, you know, several conference games, they've had the other team make a crazy shot or, you know, a timely turnover or something like that that's really shifted the win-loss column. So, you know, it's one of those things where tonight we're gonna see a lot of pressure on the wings. We're going to see some athleticism. We're going to see some size, which are all things that obviously on any given night can cause you problems if you're not disciplined and ready to go.
I don't think you're blowing smoke on this because we brought up some very good teams up to this place and either struggled or lost this place. So this team is very capable to knocking us off tonight. We don't play well.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you look at their scoring, you know, they've got a couple kids averaging 12, a kid averaging 11, a kid averaging 10. So their scoring is very balanced. They have several kids that are capable of kind of getting hot and really, you know, being kind of their go-to kids. So it's one of those games where you can't just guard two or three guys on the floor. You got to guard them all, and you got to be really disciplined. And transition is going to be a huge part of what we do tonight. We got to make sure that we contain and make sure that kids like Jamila and Sammy Licari, who are really good in transition, you know, don't get easy opportunities that way. And those are going to be the challenges that we see tonight.
Okay, Claire.
Thanks.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings in Midland tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hofstadter Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Specials this week, a 2013 Impala, $15,975, or a 2011 Sonata for $13,975. Colorado and South Street in Hastings and kirshnersautocorner.com.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Hastings College play-by-play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Everybody, welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS from the Event Center in Fremont, Nebraska. Hastings getting set to take on Midland University here tonight. The women's game is up first. Hastings currently ranked number 17 in the country. 12 wins, 5 losses on the season. They've won 8 games in a row, 6-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland coming in 7-11 on the year. They're just 2-7 in conference play. Get to the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. From Midland, Jamila Johnson, a 5'9" senior out of Omaha. Sammy Lucari, 5'6", a sophomore out of Columbus. Joelle Anderson is a 5'10" senior out of Lincoln. Danny Anderson, a 5'6" sophomore out of Lincoln. And Taylor Shepard, 6'2" and a senior out of Lincoln. Hastings will go with Michaela Berry, 5'6", and a sophomore out of Battle Creek. Chelsea Morton, 5'8", a junior out of Holdridge. Abby Jackson, 5'5", a junior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Jamie Van Kirk, 5'9", a senior out of Sutton. And then Sierra Williams, 6'1", a junior out of Broomfield, Colorado. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings dressed in the crimson uniforms here this evening, trimmed and lettered in the black, shooting to our basket to our left. Midland in the homestanding white, trimmed and lettered in the gold and the orange. The Warriors and the Broncos here tonight. Midland controls the opening tip. Warriors shooting to our basket to our left. This is a very talented basketball team. Despite their overall record at 7-11, 2-7 in the conference, they have lost 8 games this year by a total of 5 points or less. So they've been in a lot of basketball games this year. Driving the ball to the hole is at Lucari, and she turns the ball away on a traveling violation. So traveling violation on Midland. Hastings will come back with the basketball. Just underway here at the Event Center in Fremont tonight. Another women's men's basketball doubleheader for you. You're on 1230 KHIS on the road with the Hastings College women's basketball team for the first time since right before Christmas. Broncos hammer the ball inside to Sierra Williamson. Back out to Jackson. Her shot is up and in. Abby Jackson nails a 3-pointer from the left wing. And the Broncos go out on top 45 seconds into the ball game. It's now a 3-0 ball game. Hastings out on top as Jackson nails a 3-pointer. Now Midland turns the ball over as they come back into their offensive zone. So back-to-back turnovers here from Midland to start off the basketball game. And turnovers have been a problem for the Warriors. They've been averaging 19 turnovers per ball game so far this year. Hastings College has got the lead. The Broncos looking for their 9th straight win here this evening. There's Van Kirk driving the ball to the hole. A running one-hander is up there, no good. Rebound Morton, follow shot, blocked out of her hands. But a foul is going to be called. Chelsea Morton on the offensive glass there for Hastings, and she's fouled in a play here by Sammy Lucari of Midland. That's going to be the first foul in Lucari, first team foul in the Warriors, and that's going to send Chelsea Morton to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Morton just a 46% foul shooter in the season, but she cans her first free throw. Morton is now 8 out of 16 from the free throw line this year. Hastings is a team hitting 68% as number 7 in the conference. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Midland. So Hastings College is out to an early lead here in this one. 4-0 is the score. The Broncos have the lead. There's Johnson with the ball. Johnson takes it down the left side of the lane, all the way to the basket. She scores. Jamila Johnson scores there from Midland. She's averaging 12.3 points per ball game for the Warriors. Midland is out on top now. Actually, Hastings is out on top, but Midland is on the board. 4-2 is the score. Abby Jackson comes out of the wing. That's Van Kirk. Down in the corner, down to Jackson. Dribbles once. Abby Jackson looking. Comes out here to Van Kirk. High left side. Back down in the corner to Jackson. Puts it on the floor and dribbles out here between the circles for Hastings. Feeds over to Michaela Berry on the wing on the right side. Drives the ball down on the baseline. Bounce pass into the paint there to Morton. Down in the corner to Jackson. Shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down here. It's to Taylor Shepard of Midland. Warriors have got the basketball. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-2. Hastings dropping back on defense. This is Jamila Johnson in the ball. Johnson dribbling with it out here in three-point territory. Comes over in the right wing. Johnson holding the ball over here to the top of the key. Now they feed the ball down low to Shepard. That's going to be lost off of her hands, out of bounds. So three straight turnovers here for Midland to start off the ball game. A couple of Andersons out there. A couple of Johnsons out there for the Midland University Warriors in this starting lineup. As Midland drops back, they're in a man-to-man defense as well. Hastings College has got the ball. Hastings with a 4-2 lead. Michaela Berry with the ball. Comes to Sierra Williamson. She comes across the top, and it's going to be lost out of bounds. Williamson threw the ball into the Midland bench. First turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. The Broncos average 15 turnovers per contest. 4-2 is the score. Just underway, 17:35 to play. Here in the first half, driving the ball is going to be Joel Al Anderson, and she'll be fouled into play. He took off and was driving her to the hole, and she's fouled into play here by Chelsea Morton. Morton picks up her first personal foul, the first team foul on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation, so Midland will play things in. From underneath her own basket to the left side. So Myla Johnson looking to play things in. She does on the low block left side. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Joel Anderson. Long rebound comes out to Taylor Shepard. Grabs the ball on the offensive rebound. Goes down in the corner. They get it down there to Sammy Lucari. There's an entry pass deflected away from Shepard. Picked up by Lucari. Now top of the key to Danny Anderson. Gives it back inside here for Midland. Wheeling with the ball in the lane. It's going to be Joel Anderson. And then she throws it to the far sideline. Tipped out of bounds there by Michaela Berry of Hastings. So Midland will play things in. About even with a free throw line on the far sideline. 17-11 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Midland by a score of 4-2. So Myla Johnson will inbound the ball to Joel Anderson. Now back to Johnson, and she'll set things up here for Midland University. Around the screen, drives it down the left side of the lane to the basket. She goes. Her shot no good, but she's hacked on the arm. And a foul here will go on Hastings College. This one is going to go on Williamson. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 2 on Hastings. Now going to the free throw line will be Jamila Johnson for Midland. She's averaging 12.3 points per ball game for the Warriors, a 73% foul shooter, and her shot is up there and in. Midland is a team number 4 in the conference this week in free throw percentage. They're knocking down 71% of their charity tosses. Next shot is up there. It rattles out no good. That's a 4-3 ball game. Midland has scored the last 3 points here in the contest after Hastings nailed the first 4. Just by the 17-minute mark here in this first half. Here's Michaela Berry. Gets away, drives it down the left side of the lane. Throws up an off-balance shot. No good, but she is hacked on the arm. And a personal foul here is going to be called on Joella Anderson. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 2 on the Warriors. This will be a shooting foul as Michaela Berry is fouled in the active shooting here. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Berry is 79% foul shooter in the season, and she misses this one. It's out for the right side. No good. Berry will get one more. Michaela averaging 13.4 points per ball game, 3 rebounds per game. The transfer out of Wayne State. Next shot is up there, and she misses that one, and the rebound comes down to Midland. So now the Warriors have a chance to pull ahead for the first time. Up the floor they come. Here's Johnson with the ball on the wing. Now to Anderson. Shot for 3. Good. Danny Anderson nails a 3-ball, and Midland has their first lead of the ball game. 6-4 is the score now at the 16:34 mark of this first half from the Event Center in Fremont tonight. Michaela Berry with the ball on the wing, and now we got a whistle away from all the action. Underneath the hole here, a personal foul is going to be called on Taylor Shepard of Midland. That's going to be her first foul, team foul number 3 on the Warriors. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hastings down trailing the ball game, 6-4. Here's Berry for 3 from the corner. Shot's going to be short, no good. Morton had a rebound. She lost it out of bounds, and it's going to be Midland ball. So Hastings scored the first 4 points of the ball game. Midland has come back with 6 points of their own, including that 3-pointer in their last possession by Danny Anderson. 6-4 is the score. Midland Out on top of the 17th-ranked Hastings College Broncos, there's a steal in backcourt by Jackson. The fourth turnover already on Midland. Here's Michaela Berry driving the ball to the hole. Her shot good. Berry scores, and the Broncos are now tied up with Midland, 6 points apiece. There in the first half as the Warriors come back with the ball. Here's Jamila Johnson driving it down the right side of the lane. Her shot over Berry is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up there no good by Joella Anderson. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. So a couple of shots in the hole there from Midland, and they couldn't convert. Hastings has now got the ball back in their offensive zone. There's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson down to Van Kirk. Dribbles left to right across the top of the three-point circle. Goes over to Berry. Entry pass inside to Williamson. Puts it up there left-handed. Her shot good, but a traveling violation. Sierra Williamson is hit with a traveling violation. Second turnover of the ball game on the Broncos. Joel Overkamp now coming into the ball game for the Midland University Warriors. Checking in for Hastings is going to be Rachel Jeldon. We have got 15 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings 6 and Midland 6. Here's a Sammy Lucari back with the basketball now from Midland. They lob the ball inside. The ball's going to be stripped away there from Spencer out of bounds. They're trying to pound the ball inside to Jalen Spencer for Midland. Spencer is a 6-foot senior out of Millard, Nebraska. Knocked it out of her hands, and now Midland will play things in from underneath their own basket. We're in a 6-6 ball game here in women's college basketball tonight from Fremont. Overkamp has got the ball out between the rings to Lucari. Lucari brings it back to Johnson. Free throw line extended left side. Picked up here by Van Kirk of Hastings. They work around back the other way to Anderson. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Throws it out on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Lucari. Got him for the rebound. Follow shot is up and in. We'll see if it counts. Spencer got the offensive rebound and the follow shot there from Midland. Personal foul is going to be called on Jackson. The bucket will count here by Spencer. Jackson picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the Broncos. And now Spencer will go to the free throw line. Jalen Spencer here for Midland University, averaging 12.8 points per ball game. Their free throw is up there. It's going to be around the rim and falls off of the front side of the loop. No good. So 8-6 is the score. Midland has got a 2-point lead. Hastings College with the ball. Michaela Berry out here to Chelsea Morton. Almost threw it into the backcourt. Morton picks it up near the 10-second line. Down to Abby Jackson. Jackson will set things up. There's a pass on the near side. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Overkamp. She drives the ball against Jackson. Gives the ball away now to Jamila Johnson. Back out on top to Anderson. Shot for 3 is going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings College ball. Last attempt down there by Overkamp for Midland. So Hastings has got the ball to 14-48 mark here in the first half. Midland has got the lead over Hastings by a score of 8-6. Women's college basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Abby Jackson will bring things up for the Broncos. Into the offensive zone. Throws it over here to Van Kirk on the wing on the left side. Van Kirk takes it down to baseline. A 10-footer is up there. It's off of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Overkamp. Overkamp gets the ball away. Here come the Warriors back the other way. Sammy Lucari has got the ball for Midland. Goes to Overkamp, top of the key. Now on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Danny Anderson. Takes it down on the baseline. A little 10-footer is up and in. Anderson now with a 3-2. And Midland is out on top of Hastings by a score of 10-6. There comes Hastings back in their offensive zone. This is Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson behind his screen from Michaela Berry. Now she gives the ball away to Berry. Out here in three-point territory behind a Jeldon screen. Trying to drive it. Gives it up now to Van Kirk. Van Kirk holds the ball. Jamie dribbling with it down to the left side of the lane. Stops and pops from 5. Her shot good. Jamie Van Kirk, the leading scorer on the team for Hastings, averaging 20.2 points per ball game. She is second in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in scoring. Cans one here. The pull of Broncos back to within 2 points. 10-8 is the score. Back the other way is Spencer. Her shot is up and in. Jalen Spencer scoring there as the Warriors pound the ball inside and they get the easy field goal off the window. As now a 12-8 ball game. Midland has got the lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Van Kirk on the wing. Van Kirk takes it down to the baseline, shoves off, and we're going to have a foul called. We're going to have a personal foul called here on Jamie Van Kirk of Hastings. Jamie took it down on the baseline, tried to shove off one of their defenders, and the officials standing right there. They nailed Jamie Van Kirk for a personal foul. And now Carrie Hofstetter wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout, 13 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Midland 12, Hastings College 8.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Other games going on in the conference tonight. Dort is playing at Northwestern. Dakota Wesleyan at Mount Marty. Hastings here against Midland. And Doan is at Nebraska Wesleyan. Non-conference game, Dakota State is playing in Sioux City tonight against Briar Cliff. There's a ball poked away in the backcourt. The Cox picks her back up now for Midland University. Gets the ball there to Overcamp. Drives into the hole and scores. Joelle Overcamp scoring there for Midland. That's her first 2 points in the ball game, and the Warriors have opened up a 14-8 lead here over Hastings after the Broncos scored the first 4 points in the ball game. There's Holly Samuelson with the ball now for Hastings. Goes over to Jackson on the wing. Moves it down to Rachel Jeldon. 200 pass comes back on top. That's going to be Alex Edwards with the ball. Edwards now to Samuelson, trying to drive it inside. She's cut off there. Bounce pass comes out to Jackson. Now left side. Edwards throws up a long-range jumper. Is good. Alex Edwards throws up a long-range jumper there for Hastings. That three-pointer by Edwards. Alex has only been hitting 9% from three-point territory, and she cans her first shot here coming off of the bench at three-pointer. Now we got a personal foul call that's going to go on Barry of Hastings. Michaela Berry picks up her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number four on the Broncos. Into the ball game now is going to be Rachel Stara for Midland. Stara coming to the ball game, a 5'7" senior out of David City. Midland will inbound the ball right in front of us here on the near sideline. This is going to be Jamila Johnson as she goes into the backcourt here for the Warriors. Gets it into the hands of Cox as she comes into the forecourt now. Bounce pass comes over to Johnson out on top. There's a long pass down low. That's going to be over the head of Spencer out of bounds and a turnover. Pass came in there from Overcamp at the top of the key trying to get the ball down to Spencer. But they threw it over her head out of bounds. Five turnovers now in Midland there in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Hastings has turned the ball over three times. Midland has got a three-point lead over the Broncos, 14-11. Hastings can tie here with a three-point field goal. Abby Jackson brings it back into the offensive zone. Bounce pass in the high post to Jeldon. The ball slapped loose. Jeldon picks her back up out of Jackson. Jackson dribbles into the free throw line, stops there, has to get rid of it. Looking. Bounce pass goes down low. Jeldon with the ball. Kicks it back out to Chanel Farmer. Her shot is up there, an air ball, no good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Midland ball. So Chanel had a clean look at the basket, but not a very good shot taken there as it goes out of bounds and an air ball. Midland comes back the other way. 14-11 is the score. Midland has got a three-point lead. Warriors have the ball. Here's Starr with it on the wing on the right side. Now a whistle again away from all the action. It goes underneath the basket there. It's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Jeldon. Rachel Jeldon picks up her first personal foul. And for Hastings, that's going to be what team foul number 5-6 on the Broncos so far here in the ball game. It's going to be Midland playing things in from underneath their own basket. Jamila Johnson looking to key things in. She does right underneath the hole here to Starr, and she dribbles out in the corner on the right side. A pass out on top is going to be deflected there by Farmer. It's picked up by Cox as she comes back into the forecourt down in the corner. That's Starr with the ball. The Cox on the wing. Top of the key now to Overcamp. Moves it over on the left side. That's a Jamila Johnson. Dribbles it into the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. But she is hacked on the arm. And another personal foul on Hastings. This is going to go on Edwards. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 7 now at Hastings. And now Midland is in the bonus situation. We still got 11 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the first half. Johnson goes to the free throw line for the Warriors. Her shot is up there and in. He's now 2 out of 3 from the line tonight. He's a 73% foul shooter in the season. Midland has got the lead over Hastings. It is 15-11 in women's college basketball tonight. Next shot is up there and in by Johnson. So Jamila Johnson nailing a couple of free throws here. As now a 16-11 ball game. Midland is out on top by 5 points. There's Hastings with the ball. Samuelson has got it. Dribbles to the elbow. Left side of the lane. Bounce pass outside. Back inside down to Williamson. Her shot is up and in. Sierra Williamson gets the pass there from Chanel Farmer. Chanel gets the assist. Sierra Williamson gets the field goal. 16-13 is the score now. Broncos pressuring here on the near sideline, and they lose the ball out of bounds. Megan Cox right in front of us loses the ball out of bounds there. Hastings had a double team just as they crossed the 10-second line. That's going to be turnover number 6 on Midland here in the ball game. Hastings has got the ball now with a chance to pull even with a 3-point field goal. There's a Farmer with the ball. She splits a couple of defenders, and another foul is going to be called. This one is going to go on Rachel Starr of Midland. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four on Midland. Hastings will play things in right in front of the Warrior bench. That's a Farmer with the ball. Farmer bounce pass comes over here to Alex Edwards. Edwards now to Abby Jackson. Throws up a 15-footer. Good. Abby Jackson with a 3 and a 2, and the Broncos are back to within 1 point. 16-15 is the score. 10 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the first half from the Event Center in Fremont tonight. Megan Cunch with the ball. She nearly travels with it. Gives it away to a Jamila Johnson now on the left wing. A long-range jumper by Starr for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Outlet pass comes to Abby Jackson. Back to the center of the floor. Jackson goes to the far sideline. For the basketball down there is going to be Holly Samuelson who's into the ball game now. Samuelson over to Abby Jackson in the far sideline. Out to Samuelson for three. Her shot is up there. Top of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Spencer. Spencer loses control of the ball in backcourt. It's picked up here by Hastings. Williamson goes inside to Jackson. Back outside now to Alex Edwards. Edwards drives the ball into the hole. Her shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Williamson. Her shot no good. The ball poked around. And Cutch grabs the ball from Midland. And now a foul is called here in backcourt. A foul is called here in backcourt. Now we got a timeout. No foul call, just a timeout in Midland. So we'll take a break with 9 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the first half from the Event Center in Fremont. The score, it is Midland 16, Hastings College 15.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Midland has got the lead over Hastings. The score is 16-15. The Warriors coming back in their offensive zone, and Hastings tips the ball out of bounds. So it'll be Midland playing the ball in on the far sideline now. Midland out on top of Hastings by a point here after the Broncos scored their first 4 points in the ball game. Here's the Overcamp with the ball. Get it inside to Spencer. Down in the corner now. That's Cux with the ball. Back inside to Spencer. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be partially deflected by Williamson. Now a scramble is on. Jump ball is going to be called. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos get the ball. Jalen Spencer was the target there for Midland University, a big 6-foot senior post player out of Millard North. Their shot was blocked down by Sierra Williamson of Hastings, who gets her 13th block of the season, and Hastings gets the ball on the rebound, the tie up here. Broncos are trailing 16-15 here in the contest. Abby Jackson dribbles with the ball on the left side out to Sierra Williamson. She drives it to the elbow, puts it up there. The shot rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Spencer, and the ball poked out of her hands, out of bounds. Midland will play things in. Here comes Lakari back into the ball game. Joelle Anderson comes back into the ball game. Taylor Shepard comes back in for Midland. Rachel Jeldon coming in for Hastings. Williamson will check out. Van Kirk going to return to the Hastings College lineup, and Abby Jackson will check out. 9 minutes to play. In the first half, Midland has got the lead over Hastings, 16-15. Broncos pressuring here in backcourt. Anderson has it stripped away by a Farmer, and then a foul is going to be called. Farmer steals the ball away from Joella Anderson, and now Anderson is going to be guilty of the personal foul. Second foul on Anderson is going to be team foul number 5 on Midland. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be the former St. Cecilia Hawkettes, Chanel Farmer, and her shot is up there, no good. So now it's a 57% foul shooter in the season. She's now 12 out of 22 from the free throw line, averaging 5.4 points per ball game. 16-15, Midland with a one-point lead over the 17th-ranked Broncos tonight. Next shot by Farmer is up there. That one is good. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. And now we're tied up at 16 points apiece at the 9-minute mark here in the second half. Again, pressure here in backcourt. A jump ball is going to be called. But this time the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Midland. Holly Hild was down in the hardwood there. She ties up the Warriors. That was Lakari at the bottom of the stack for the Warriors. But on the alternating jump, Midland will play things in. They get it into Sammy Lakari now. She'll bring it up against Farmer across the 10-second line. Lakari comes to the near side on the dribble and throws the ball on the Bronco bench. Trying to get it over here to Megan Cunch, and she threw it into the Bronco bench. That's turnover number 8 on Midland now here in the ball game, and Hastings has a chance to pull ahead. We're at the 8:41 mark now in the first half. Hastings 16 and Midland 16. Here's Van Kirk around his screen, boots it to the right wing. Van Kirk, bounce pass goes inside to Jeldon. She takes it to the hole, her shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Shepard. Taylor Shepard with the rebound, has to dribble out of there for the Warriors. Gets the ball in the hands of Lucari. Here come the Warriors now across the midcourt stripe. Lucari behind the screen from Shepard. They give the ball to Miranda Paul, who's into the ball game. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Van Kirk. Van Kirk, nice pass over here to Farmer. Puts it up there left-handed. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out. It's picked up here by Rachel Jeldon. Jeldon has got it for the Broncos. Now to Holly Samuelson. Holly takes it over on the right wing. That's Chanel Farmer with the ball. Farmer pounds it inside. Turnaround jumper by Van Kirk. Good. Jamie Van Kirk scoring there. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. And Hastings reclaims the lead here. 18-16 is the score. Now here's another steal by the Broncos. That's Holly Samuelson with a steal. That's 10 turnovers already on Midland. We're still in the first half of play. Hastings with the ball now in a two-point lead. Van Kirk drives it down the lane. Her scoop shot is up there, no good. Rebound Jeldon. Follow shot, no good. And the rebound comes down to Shepard. Taylor Shepard with the ball from Midland. Gets the ball away to Sammy Lucari. Hustles into the offensive zone here for the Warriors. Top of the key to Miranda Paul. Her pass under the wing is going to be deflected into the backcourt. The scramble is on. 3-4 players to the deck. It's picked up by Hastings. A scramble continues, and now Farmer had it. She lost it. It's picked up by Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk with the ball here for the Broncos. Moves it to the right sideline. Van Kirk inside the free throw circle. Now on the dribble. Turnaround jumper is up there. Good. Van Kirk scores for Hastings over Danny Anderson. And Hastings goes out on top now by 4 points at 20-16. Hastings had a four-point lead earlier in this ball game as they scored the first 4 points of the contest. There's a ball that's going to be lost out of bounds here on the near sideline as it's tipped out there by the Bronco defense. Here comes Barry back into the ball game. Samuelson will check out. 6 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings is out on top of Midland by a score of 20-16. Johnson will inbound the ball. That's his Sammy Lucari picked up here by Barry of Hastings. Over to Johnson. Top of the key, now to Paul. Moves it over on the left wing with the basketball. There is going to be Danny Anderson. Cross-court pass comes over to Lucari. Picked up again by Michaela Berry of Hastings. Lucari behind his screen. Boots it to the top of the key. Throws it out to Johnson for three. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Ball is going to the corner. It's going to be picked up by Taylor Shepard. Offensive rebound there for Midland. Now Lucari has got the ball again. Takes it to the elbow as he drives it against Farmer. Can't put up a shot. Goes to the free throw line to Miranda Paul. Down on the right baseline to Sammy Lucari. Drives into the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Lucari scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She averages 12.1 per ball game for Midland. And the Warriors hanging right with the Broncos here tonight. 20-18 is the score. Hastings with a two-point lead. Farmer with the ball on the right side. Bounce pass comes out to Van Kirk. Now inside to Rachel Jeldon. Puts a move on the post player Shepard and scores. Rachel Jeldon scoring there for Hastings, the former Holdridge Duster. Jeldon has got 2 points in the ball game, and Hastings goes out on top again by 4 points. 22-18 is the score. Broncos pressuring here in backcourt. Miranda Paul has got the ball. Now is Sammy Lucari. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Loses his control of the ball. It goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Midland. As they was swatted out of her hands, and Kerry will argue that down at the baseline here for Hastings College, but she's not going to win the argument, and Midland will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Jamila Johnson will inbound the ball here for Midland. Johnson looking, goes down in the corner to Taylor Shepard, hands it back to Sammy Lucari. There's a long-range jumper put up there and in. Danny Johnson scoring there, a three ball for Midland. They've got 8 points in the ball game, and the Warriors are back to within 1 point. 22-21 to score. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Berry, now to Chanel Farmer. Free throw line, bounce pass down low. A shot there by Hilt is going to be no good. Hilt gets her own rebound back out to Farmer. Her shot in the lane is up there and in. Chanel Farmer scores on the offensive rebound by Holly Hilt after Hilt misses the first shot there for Hastings. Broncos now with a three-point lead, 24-21. Here's Jamila Johnson with the ball now for Midland. Races it across the midcourt stripe. Johnson looking to penetrate. Drives it down the left side of the lane against Farmer. Throws up a shot as good, and she's fouled into play. Jamila Johnson just throws up a prayer down the left side of the lane. It goes off of the window and right through the hole, and she's hacked on the arm there by Chanel Farmer of Hastings. First foul in Farmer. Hilda's going to check out. Here comes Chelsea Morton back into the ball game now. For Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstetter. We've got a 24-23 ball game. Hastings out on top by one. Johnson to the line, her shot good, and we're tied up. Johnson now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. And we are tied up at 24 points apiece now with 4 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the first half from the event center in Fremont tonight. Farmer gets away. Her driving layup is no good. And the rebound comes down to Midland. Here come the Warriors now with a chance to pull ahead. Sammy Lucari down the right sideline behind the screen from Shepard. Gets away and drives into the rack and scores. Sammy Lucari takes it to the hole and scores. She's got 4 points in the ball game, and Midland is out on top. 26-24. Warriors leading here in this ball game. There's Farmer again behind a Williamson screen. Gives the ball away to Berry. A long three from the right sideline. It's going to be no good. Ball is picked up here on the hop by Sammy Lucari from Midland. Now we got a two to the whistle here in the backcourt, and a foul is going to be called. Chelsea Morton picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 9 in the Broncos here in the first half of play. Down to the scorer's table, and checking in is going to be Jackson. Jackson comes in. Chanel Farmer checks out. We're going to have some free throws coming up here by Sammy Lucari. She's a 74% foul shooter in the season. She's got 4 points so far in the ball game. Sammy Lucari averaging 12.1 points per ball game here for Midland. She's a 5'6" sophomore out of Columbus, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Alex Edwards with the rebound gets it away to Jackson. 26-24. Midland has got a 2-point lead here over Hastings College from the event center in Fremont tonight. Jackson moves it down in the corner. Michaela Berry, she takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Taylor Shepard. Outlet pass comes to the far sideline. Here come the Warriors. Long pass ahead. Spencer can't reach it, and it goes out of bounds. They're trying to get her ahead to Jalen Spencer on the break there for the Warriors. They threw the ball out of bounds. I've got Midland now with 11 turnovers already here in this first half of play. Hastings with 3. But the Broncos are trailing here in the ball game by a score of 26-24. Hastings with the ball. There's Michaela Berry. Dribbles once. Gets the ball away to Van Kirk. She drives to the rack and scores. Jamie Van Kirk down the right side of the lane, right to the hole, and she scores. 8 points in the ball game now for Jamie Van Kirk. It's a 26-26 ball game. Back the other way. A driving layup by Johnson is no good. Johnson gets her own rebound. Goes down in the corner. Bounce pass comes out to Danny Anderson. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Dishes it away. Now to Shepard, and the foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings College. It's going to go on Edwards. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 10 on Hastings. So this will be a two-shot foul regardless. Taylor Shepard to the free throw line here for Midland. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Taylor Shepard will get one more. Here comes Edwards out of the ballgame now for Hastings. And now Tika Thompson coming in there for the Broncos. Thompson, a 5'7" junior from Columbia Heights, Minnesota. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Taylor Shepard. And now Midland has got a 2-point lead over Hastings again, 28-26. A seesaw battle. Neither team able to get a run on the other one here in the first 17 minutes of this ballgame. We're down to 3 minutes and 6 seconds to play. And now we've got an offensive foul called here on the near side. It's going to go on Sierra Williamson away from all the action. Williamson picking up her second personal here in the first half. And now Midland will get it on the Hastings College turnover. Warriors around on top of Hastings by a score of 28-26. Here comes Midland back with the ball as they approach the 10-second line. Lucari brings it across the 10-second mark. Now inside to Shepard. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouled in a play. Nice pass. They got to Taylor Shepard. She wheels in a lane and scores. And she's fouling a play there by Sierra Williamson. That's going to be the third foul on Williamson. And now Shepard to the free throw line. Trying to make this a 3-point play. Her shot is up there and in. A big, big play there for Midland. That gives them a 5-point lead, 31-26. With 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings with the ball. Here's Van Kirk. Van Kirk goes to the free throw line, tries to shove off again. Bounce pass goes down a little. Williamson, her shot is up and in. Sarah Williamson scores left-handed there for Hastings. 31-28 now. The Broncos are back to within 3 points. Shepard gets the ball away to Sammy Lucari into the forecourt. Now to Johnson. Johnson down the left sideline. Tamila Johnson dribbling the ball. Comes over to Sammy Lucari. Now to the right side to Danny Anderson. There's a feed inside. A shot is up and in. That's Spencer with the ball. Jalen Spencer is scoring there. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. Midland goes out on top again by 5 points at 33-28. We're down to 2 minutes to play here in the first half from the event center. Here's Van Kirk wide open for three. Takes a shot way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down here to Sammy Lucari. And now Midland wants to call a timeout. Warriors want to call a timeout here. A buck 54 left in the first half of play. Women's college basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Midland has got the lead. It's the Warriors 33, Hastings College 28.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney is enjoying this cool weather with spectacular savings on all remaining fall and winter clothing. Save 30% off your favorite suits, sports coats and shoes, dress shirts and ties, and sweaters and sports shirts from Tommy Bahama, St. Croix, and Cutter and Buck. Save 30% off all remaining outerwear, from leather jackets to wool top coats. Ladies, save 30% off all fall and winter clothing in the Hastings location. Shop early for the best selection and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Midland, a team that is subpar as far as the record is concerned at 7-11, 2-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. But they have lost 8 games so far this year by 5 points or less. And the Warriors are giving Hastings College everything they want here in the first half of play. In fact, Midland has got the lead over Hastings. The score is 33-28. This is a big ball game. You're just joining us. Hastings has got a date with number 1 ranked Morningside coming up on Saturday. And then next week, Hastings during the week will play 3rd ranked Concordia. But they can't look by the Midland University Warriors here tonight. Midland out on top. There's a feed inside to Spencer. She puts it up against Williamson. A shot no good. Williamson grabs the rebound for Hastings. Williamson gets the ball away to Jackson. Now to Tika Thompson. Takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there. No good. A driving layup that she misses. And the rebound comes down to Midland. Johnson has got it back the other way. Down in the corner to Akari. Drives it. Leaves it off to Spencer in the lane. The ball is swatted loose. Spencer picks her back up. Now to Lakari, deep in the right corner. They've got the ball. Now they feed it back inside. A shot is up there and in. Jalen Spencer scores on a feed from Taylor Shepard. And Midland is out on top of Hastings by 7, 35-28. A 110 left here in the first half. Here's Thompson driving it down the lane. There's a pass intercepted. Got to come left or right across the lane. And the ball is picked off there by Lakari. Long pass inside to Shepard. Shot good. Taylor Shepard scores. It's now 37-28. Midland has got the lead over Hastings. Under a minute to play here in the first half. Shepard has got 7 points in the ball game. Spencer has got 8. Those are the two big girls from Midland. Here's a Van Kirk taking the ball. The racker shot is up there and in. A running one-hander down the lane as Van Kirk has got 10 points now for Hastings. It's 37-30. Hastings back to within 7 points now. 35 seconds to play here in the first half. Midland has got the ball from the free throw line. A shot is up there by Shepard. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Spencer had it. She lost it. It's picked up by Jackson. Abby Jackson has got it for Hastings. Winding away back up the floor. Goes down in the corner to Berry. Your shot for 3. Good. Big, big bucket there by Michaela Berry. A 3-pointer from deep in the right corner. 37-33. Hastings back within 4. 10 seconds to play here in the first half. Cux with the ball down the right side of the lane. All the way to the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Hastings just let Megan Cux drive it right down the floor. And she scores. And time runs out here in the first half of play. And Carey not happy with that last possession there for Midland. As Megan Cux just took the ball, went coast to coast, and drove it down the right side of the lane to the basket. And she scores easily from Midland. So the Warriors are going to have the lead here at halftime over Hastings College in women's play. Midland 39, Hastings College 33. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
I grew up in India and then did residency in 3 different countries. I've always wanted to be a doctor, and then while I was in medical school, I saw this 25-year-old woman with 2 little children diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was a life-shattering experience for her and her entire family. Then helping her get through it, that was very challenging and fulfilling to me. Mary Lanning Hospital has everything to offer, bringing the best possible care to the people here in their community. I'm just very happy to be here and to be able to help each and every patient that walks through the door and bring a smile to their faces. I am Shamila Garg, medical oncologist at Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back to the event center in Fremont tonight. Women's College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Midland has got the lead over Hastings College in the break. The score is 39-33. Hastings scored the first 4 points in the ball game and then kind of stalled out there. Midland came back to score the next six. They were tying it up at 6 points apiece. Midland eventually getting out to a 6 point lead at 14-8. Broncos came back to tie things up again at 16 points apiece. Hastings had the lead briefly at 22-18. They were tied up at 24 points apiece before Midland came back to regain the advantage at 28-26. Midland got out to as much as a 7 point lead in the first half. In fact, they had a 9 point lead at one time at 37-28. And right now, the score is 39-33 in favor of Midland here in halftime. Hastings College hitting 14 out of 33 from the field in the first half for 42%. Midland is 15 out of 26 for 57%. Hastings College 3 out of 8 on three-pointers for 37%. Midland 2 out of 5 on threes for 40%. Hastings hitting 2 out of 6 from the free throw line for 33%. Midland 7 out of 10 for 70%. The rebounds right now, Midland leading Hastings 19-13. Hastings has got 5 offensive rebounds and 8 on defense. Midland has got 5 offensive rebounds and 14 on defense. Hastings has turned them all over only 4 times here in the first half of play. Midland has been charged with 13 turnovers. Hastings with 1 block shot and 6 steals. Midland has got no block shots and 2 steals. Leading rebounder for Midland so far here in the basketball game is Taylor Shepherd. Boy, she's already got 9 rebounds here in the first half of play, 2 on offense and 7 on defense. So Taylor Shepherd really controlling the paint here for Midland with 9 rebounds. Meanwhile, for Hastings College, our leading rebounder so far has been Sierra Williamson. She has got 4 points in the basketball game. By the way, the halftime show tonight is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. That's Valentino's of Hastings. They're located at 604 South Burlington. Again, the score at halftime, a big ball game from the Hastings College women's basketball team, the 17th-ranked team in the country. Hastings is trailing Midland here at the break. The score is 39-33. Checking the scoring in the first half for Midland. Jamila Johnson, she has got 8 points in the ball game. Johnson with 2 field goals, and she is 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Danny Anderson has got 8 points. Anderson has knocked down 2 threes, and she's got a 2-point field goal. Jalen Spencer, she's got 4 field goals and 8 points. Taylor Shepherd, she's got 7 points, couple of field goals, and she is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. The other scorers from Midland, Sammy Lacari, she's got a couple of field goals for 4 points. She is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Megan Cox has got a field goal for 2. And Joelle Volverkamp, she's got a field goal and 2 points here in the ball game for the Warriors. Hastings getting 10 points in the first half from Jamie Van Kirk on 5 field goals. The other scorers for the Broncos, we've got Michaela Berry with 5. Berry's got a 2-pointer and a 3-pointer, and she's 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Abby Jackson with a 3 and a 2. She's got 5 points. Sierra Williamson has got a couple of field goals for 4, but Williamson has got 3 personal fouls here in the first half. 3 points for Alex Edwards on a 3-pointer. Sanel Farmer has got 3 points, a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And also scoring in the first half of play, Chelsea Morton. She has got 1 free throw and 2 attempts, 1 point in the ball game. And Rachel Jeldon has knocked down a field goal for 2. So Hastings College is trailing Midland University here in women's college basketball. The score is 39-33. Stick around. Tyson Hrvonik is up next. He's got a Hastings College spotlight. Second half is straight ahead. Again, our score in halftime. It's Midland 39, Hastings College 33. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronick for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
And welcome back to Halftime here, the Hastings College basketball broadcast this afternoon. Gary Johnson, the Vice President for Academic Affairs, is our guest on the program this afternoon. And Mr. Johnson, appreciate the time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Gary, we brought you on the program this evening to talk a little bit about what's coming up over at Hastings College. And as we roll into the new year, 2015, month of January is sort of a special month over at Hastings College with the J-term classes. So let's start there and maybe talk about what J-term is all about. It's a little bit different.
Sure. Well, J-term is short for January term, and it is, as the title would imply, a term, academic term, that happens to fall in between our fall and spring semesters. We used to call it interim, so some of our older listeners may recognize it under that term. It's a three-week term, and students focus on just one course during that time. It meets 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. So it's a pretty intensive period of study. It allows students and faculty really to concentrate their efforts on one particular topic, which is something you don't really have the opportunity to do during the normal semesters.
And Gary, I was a student at Hastings College for the short time that I was over there. This was easily my favorite and most anticipated part of the academic calendar. What makes this so special for students?
Yeah, it's interesting. We hear that a lot. A lot of our alumni come back, and some of their fondest memories of Hastings College are their J-term experiences. And I think one of the reasons is, because it is such an intensive time for the students, they spend so much time with the faculty member, with the other students in that particular course, that there's a real bonding that takes place. In addition to that, the J-term does allow faculty to present material that might be a little bit different than what they normally do during the semester. So you get some interesting courses on campus. This J-term, for example, we've got an internationally renowned artist on campus doing a course on comics and the graphic novel. We've got a historian working on basketball. We've got a trip going to Colorado to look at art and science and the intersection of those two things. And we also have a number of off-campus long trips that go to other countries as well as to other places in the U.S. We've got trips to South Africa and Spain this January, for example, and we've got the Colorado trip. We often take students to New Mexico to do photography. So there's just a wide range of experiences, and it really presents an opportunity for students to do things that are unique and exciting and interesting, and I think that's why you get so many people with such fond memories of their J-term.
Now, as far as the classes are concerned for the students, do these J-term classes kind of fall within their major, or do you have students maybe exploring a different field? Maybe they just want to, learn about a different topic, and maybe it's not related to their major. What do you normally find out here?
Well, for the most part, actually, these courses do not satisfy requirements within majors or even within our general education program. The credits do count towards graduation, so they are very useful to students in that respect. But the idea behind the J-term really is to get students doing something that's a little different than what they would normally do. And that's why very few of the courses actually count as major requirements or as our general education, what we call our liberal arts program requirements, because you can do those during the fall or the spring semester. And so we really want students to get outside of those normal course and course activities and try something that's a little bit different.
Again, Gary Johnson here joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. We're talking about the J-term that's currently going on and is going to be going on here at Hastings College starting up on the 4th of January. As far as the I guess maybe the history behind J-term. This is entering its 49th year. How did this all get started?
Well, it really started with a group of faculty members, as you say, about 50 years ago, and really looking for something that could be a distinguishing feature of the Hastings College liberal arts education. And One of the hallmarks of the type of education that we provide to students is a well-rounded education. We're not really interested in just providing credentialing or training for a specific trade. We want students to indulge their curiosity, to find out things that are interesting to them that they might not even know coming into college that they would have an interest in. So, about 50 years ago, faculty and administrators were trying to find another piece of that puzzle. How can we make that educational experience even stronger for students? And so the idea of the J-term was born at that time.
Gary Johnson, the Vice President for Academic Affairs, joining us again on the Hastings College Spotlight. I'll give credit where credit is due. It wasn't until I took a sports reporting and writing class with Brian Rosenthal from the Journal Star during the interim turn at Hastings College that's where I fully decided that was exactly what I had wanted to do. So I give a lot of credit to Rosenthal and Hastings College for setting me on that career path.
He's teaching that course again this semester. So.
Right. All right. Gary Johnson again joining us here on the Hastings College Spotlight. Mr. Johnson, appreciate the time, and we hope that you have a wonderful J-term semester and this the third semester as well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Stay tuned to the 1230 KHES. The second half of your Hastings College basketball broadcast is coming right up.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
It's your reward for being a current owner of a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicle. Now get up to a $1,500 owner loyalty rebate at Great Plains Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Hastings. Stop in and check out the great selection of new vehicles in stock ready for you to drive home today. Huge national rebates combined with the owner appreciation sale will save you thousands on your purchase at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike, well, back at the Event Center in Fremont today. Hastings College is trailing Midland by the score of 39-33. Other scores from the GPAC, all halftime scores. Doan is out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan in women's play tonight, 40-30. Northwestern leading Dort by two, 24-22. In a non-conference game, you've got Dakota State out on top of Dakota Wesleyan tonight by a score of 40-28. So Midland, they come out here in the first half of play, and they hit 57% of their field goals, almost 58%. And the Warriors surprising Hastings 39-33 here in this Great Plains Athletic Conference ball game. Hastings will have the opening possession of the second half. Michaela Berry drives it to the free throw line, and now we got a foul called here. It's going to go on Danny Anderson of Midland. That's going to be her first. So the first foul on Anderson, the first team foul on the Warriors. Hastings College will play things in off of the far sideline. Midland has as much as a 7-point lead in the first half. It's now 6 at 39-33 as they start the second half. Here's Van Kirk for three. The shot's off of the back iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Morton follow shot. Good. Chelsea Morton gets the offensive board in the putback. And now it's a 39-35 ball game. Hastings back to within 4 points. Here's Midland with the ball down the right sideline. Danny Anderson has got it now for the Warriors. Picked up there by Van Kirk. Throws it out between the circles to Anderson. Anderson comes to the near sideline to Lucari. She brings it back to the center of the floor. Now drives it to the free throw line and throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it to Taylor Shepard, who popped up on the high post there at the free throw line and threw it right by her out of bounds. Turnover number 14 in the ball game from Midland, and the Warriors have the lead. 39-35 is the score. Midland out on top of Hastings. Broncos come back with the ball. This is not the pace that Hastings wants to play. Of course, the Broncos need to get some shots to go down before they can play their pressure backcourt defense that they like to play so much. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Now to Van Kirk, just inside the three-point circle. Comes out to Jackson, out between the rings now. As he drives it down the left side of the lane, stops there. Gets it to Sierra Williamson. Now to Van Kirk from the elbow. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Midland. Taylor Shepard with a rebound. Now to Sammy Lucari down the near sideline. Lucari brings it back to the center of the floor. Drives it to the rack. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds there by Sierra Williamson. The second block of the ball game for Williamson. That's her 14th of the year. And Midland will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 18:41 to play in the ball game. Hastings is trailing Midland by the score of 39-35 here at the Event Center in Fremont tonight. Johnson's going to play things in for Midland. They go down in the corner. Long-range jumper by Anderson. Good. Just inside the three-point ring. Danny Anderson cans one. She's got 10 points in the ball game. The Warriors are out on top again by 6. 41-35. Midland has got the lead. Hastings with the ball. Jackson comes out here to Van Kirk. Van Kirk drives it down the left side of the lane. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound. Williamson. Follow shot. No good. Shepard with the rebound. Stripped away. Picked up by Jackson. Shot from the free throw line. Good. Williamson knocks the ball away. Abby Jackson was right there for Hastings. They had a free throw line jumper, and the Broncos are back to within 4 points. 41-37. Hastings down in the ball game. Midland has got the ball down the near sideline. Sammy Lucari has got it back to the center of the floor. Nearly travels with the ball. In fact, she got away with one right there. Danny Anderson on the wing, back inside to Johnson, driving down the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Here's Michaela Berry coming back 2-on-3. Berry has it knocked loose, picks her back up. Goes to Abby Jackson, dribbles to the top of the key. Down to the wing on the right side to reverse the ball. They come out to Berry, bounce pass inside, deflected away and taken away from Sierra Williamson. The sixth turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Here's Sammy Lucari back from Midland. Into the offensive zone. 17 and a half minutes to play. Lob pass goes inside to Shepard. Shot good. Taylor Shepard and Jalen Spencer. A load for the Broncos to handle here tonight. Here's Michaela Berry driving the ball into the basket. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Foul shot good. Michaela Berry now has 7 points in the ball game. Midland 43. Hastings 39. We're in the second half. There's a lob pass in the lane again to Shepard. Her shot good. That's too easy. Back-to-back field goals there for Taylor Shepard. 45-39. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Broncos have the ball. Here's Abby Jackson as she will dribble to the far side now. Jackson takes it down to the baseline, stops there. Midland is in a man-to-man defense, and now we got a whistle away from all the action again, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Midland. That's going to go on Joelle Anderson. That's going to be Anderson's third personal foul for Midland. He's going to check out into the ball game now. It's going to be Joelle Overkamp. It's going to be Hastings playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Chanel Farmer into the ball game now. Gets it out here to Van Kirk. Van Kirk spins at the free throw line. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there no good, but she draws the personal foul. And Van Kirk will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Myla Johnson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 3 on the Warriors here in the second half of play. And back to the line is going to be Jamie Van Kirk for Hastings. 5 field goals, 10 points for Van Kirk tonight. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Jamie Van Kirk is the best free throw shooter in the conference. She's hitting 88% from the free throw line this year. Van Kirk will have one more. Shot is up there and the shot good. She's only got 10 misses all year long and 83 attempts. Hastings back to within 4 points, 45-41. Here comes Sammy Lucari back for the Midland University Warriors. Comes over here to Johnson. Free throw line extended left side. Johnson puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Farmer of Hastings. A turnover on Midland. Farmer has got the ball in the backcourt now. Gets it away to Holly Samuelson. Steps it into the forecourt now for Hastings. The Broncos trying to slice into that lead here in this second half of play. That's Van Kirk down in the corner to Farmer. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Double team. Nice pass to Samuelson. Shot good. Williamson was a double team. She turns around and Holly Samuelson was wide open on the low side of the block on the left side of the lane, and she scores easily. Now here's a turnover on Midland as Hastings again applying pressure in backcourt. Midland has turned the ball over 17 times here in the ballgame. But Hastings, in order to apply that backcourt pressure, you got to make shots. They apply that pressure after Holly Samuelson got the field goal. Now Hastings back to within 2 points, 45-43, trying to cash in on the Midland turnover. Here's Van Kirk at the top of the key. Goes over on the wing to Chanel Farmer, looking to penetrate. Can't do it against Licari. Gets it back out here to Morton. Drives the ball to the racker. Shot out of there. It spins off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Licari for Midland. Licari gets the ball away now to Overcamp. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Gives it up now to Johnson. Throws it to the far side to Licari. Now top of the key to Overcamp. Entry pass to get it inside to Shepard. Shot is up there as good, and she's fouled in a play. And that's on Williamson. That's going to be number four on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be the case. Shepard gets the field goal. She's now got 13 points in the ball game, and now that was a big foul. Sierra Williamson just picked up her fourth personal foul for Hastings, and Williamson will have to come to the bench with 15 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the basketball game. Shepard to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point player. Shot good. So a big play by Shepard and a big foul in Sierra Williamson. Now Hastings has got one of our post players that has been trying to control Taylor Shepard and Jalen Spencer inside. On the bench now with four personal fouls. Hastings is trailing 48-43. There's a pass down low to Jeldon. Shot good. Rachel Jeldon got the pass there from Chanel Farmer. Chanel gets the assist. And Jamie Van Kirk gets the field goal. Rachel Jeldon gets the field goal for the Broncos. There's a long-range jumper now by Shepard. It's going to be no good. The ball is going to be lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Van Kirk of Hastings. So it's going to be Midland playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 15:04 to play in the contest. Midland out on top of the 17th-ranked Broncos tonight by a score of 48-45. Spencer comes into the ball game now. Taylor Shepard will get a quick breather. There's a shot from the deep left corner. A shot put up there by Danny Anderson is no good. The ball lost out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 6:04 South Burlington. Hastings trailing Midland 48-45. First game of two here tonight. Get the men's game coming up at 8 o'clock tonight as the Hastings College men try to break an eight-game losing streak. There's a feed inside to Jeldon. Jeldon scores again. Rachel with back-to-back field goals has now got the Broncos within 1 point. Here in the second half, it's 48-47 with 14:37 to play now in the contest. Licari with the ball from Midland. Goes over to the far side to Danny Anderson. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Spencer. Spencer picked up by Rachel Jeldon. Here on the near sideline is Johnson. Johnson gets away, dribbles into the free throw line. Nice pass down low. Shot is up there. No good by Overcamp, and the rebound comes down to Jeldon of Hastings. Jeldon gets the ball away to Van Kirk. Van Kirk hustles into the forecourt. Comes over here to a Chelsea Morton. Skip pass comes over on the right side of the wing. Samuelson has got the ball. The Broncos are down by one, 48-47. Samuelson throws it out here to Chanel at the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Puts up a left-handed runner up there. Good. Chanel Farmer scores for Hastings, and that gives the Broncos the lead. This is the first time Hastings has been ahead for a while. 49-48 now. 14 minutes to play here in the second half from the Event Center in Fremont. Midland has got the ball, driving it from the left corner. Son is up there and in. Danny Anderson takes it right to the hole and scores. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. Midland goes back out on top. 50-49. Warriors have the lead over Hastings. Holly Samuelson has got the ball here in the right wing. Gets it back out to Farmer, top of the key. Chanel looking, goes on the left side now. On the wing with the basketball there is going to be Van Kirk. Man-to-man defense here from Midland. Morton has got the ball at the free throw line. Down low to Jeldon. Contact made, foul called. Personal foul going to be whistled on Licari of Midland. That's going to be her second. So two fouls on Licari. Team foul number two on the Warriors here in the second half of play. Here comes Megan Cox into the ballgame now for Midland. 13:20 remaining. Hastings and Midland. And a tussle here tonight. 50-49 is the score. Warriors have the lead. There's Van Kirk from the elbow. Her shot no good. We got a foul call and the rebound's going to go on Jeldon. Rachel Jeldon picks up the personal foul. It's number two on her. So Midland will come back the other way. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2014-2015 season. So Holly Hild comes into the ball game now for the Broncos. Here comes Midland back to the ball. They've got a one-point lead. Warriors have it back in their offensive zone. Johnson gets it out to Cox. Back to Johnson now. High left side picked up there by Holly Samuelson of Hastings. Cucks to the far sideline on Danny Anderson. Pounds it inside. Spencer shot up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Rachel Jeldon has got the ball for the Broncos. Now off to Samuelson. Holly streaks her back the other way. Pulls up on the wing. Now dribbles to the top of the key. Goes over on the left wing now to Chanel Farmer behind the screen. Chanel can't do anything with the ball. Gives it away to Van Kirk. Van Kirk moves it to the top of the circle. Stops there. Skip pass down in the corner. Samuelson for three. Shot good. Holly Samuelson knocks down a three-pointer. And the Broncos have the lead again, 52-50. Hastings out on top with 12 minutes and 27 seconds to play in this basketball game tonight. Megan Cox with the ball now for Midland. Into the offensive zone, being pressured by Samuelson. They get the ball away now to a Johnson to the right sideline. Danny Anderson out on top now to Overcamp. Comes to the near side to Cox as she holds the ball. Picked up there by Holly Hill. Her pass is going to be deflected. The scramble is on. It's loose on the floor. Now we got a timeout called by Midland. Down on the floor, covering the thing up was Joel Overcamp of Midland. Warriors call the timeout to save the possession. Big Eye timeout, 12 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Women's college basketball here tonight. The score is Hastings 52, Midland 50.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear. More driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
Mike, we're back here at the Event Center in Fremont. Good basketball game here tonight between Hastings and Midland. Broncos are out on top by a score of 52-50 as Midland has got the ball. Danny Anderson tries to take it down low. It's on for the fingertips of Spencer, and the ball brought out of there by Hastings. Turnover number 18 of the ball game for Midland. Hastings has got the ball. Here's Van Kirk down in the corner. She's double-teamed. Comes out of the wing now to, looks like Holly Hild has got the ball. Now to Samuelson over here in the right wing. Samuelson, entry pass, going to get inside to Van Kirk. Follow-away jumper is going to be no good. Rebound loose. Farmer has it. She lost it. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings ball. Last touchdown there by Megan Cox of Midland. So Hastings will play things in deep in a corner underneath their own basket down there on the far sideline. Broncos will play things in with 11 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Hastings looking to win their ninth straight game here tonight. But this has been a dogfight here with Midland University. Here's a Van Kirk driving the ball on the baseline. Her short jumper is up there. That one won't go. Rattles out of there. Farmer had the rebound. She lost it. Now the scramble is on. Jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Midland, so the Warriors will play things in. Hastings with a tough couple of games coming up here. We've got number one ranked Morningside coming up on Saturday in Sioux City. Then next week we'll play at number three ranked Concordia in Seward. Hastings right now sitting 17th in the country, fourth in the conference, needing some wins down the stretch here to enhance their postseason hopes here for the 2014-2015 season. Hastings leading right now 52-50 over Midland. There's a pass intercepted. Intercepted by Van Kirk. She drives left-handed layup. That one won't go. Rebound is loose again. Samuelson has got it. Samuelson wants to call a timeout, and she gets it here. Van Kirk got the steal here in backcourt. A driving layup just rolls off of the front iron. No good. Samuelson grabs the rebound, and she calls a timeout as she battles on the hardwood there with the Warriors. So Hastings gets the timeout. We'll take a break. 11-13 to play in the ball game. Hastings 52, Midland 50.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Broncos will play things in. Samuelson tries to pound the ball inside, and they draw the personal foul. It's going to go here on Midland. It's going to go on Spencer. That's going to be his first. Remember, Williamson is on the bench with four personal fouls. Rachel Jeldon is in there trying to handle the post for the Broncos. The foul is going to be called there on Spencer of Midland. So Hastings will get to play things in from underneath their own basket. Farmer's got the ball deep in the corner on the right side. Comes out to Van Kirk. Entry passes off of the fingertips of Jeldon. That's going to be turnover number 7 on Hastings here in the ball game. Midland has turned the ball over 19 times. But the Warriors still in the ball game. A three-pointer put up there. No good by Anderson. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Jamie runs her back the other way. Trots it across the 10-second line. Samuelson on the wing has got the ball. Looking inside the block. Nothing there. Out to Farmer. Wide open for three. Takes the shot. It's no good. Rebound Spencer of Midland. Spencer dribbles once around. The pass could be intercepted. Intercepted there by Jeldon. And her pass is going to be tipped. And it's going to be intercepted right back by Danny Anderson. Anderson has got the ball for now for Midland to Spencer. They lob it inside to Shepard, and it's knocked out of bounds. And now a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Samuelson. That's going to be her first. So now Midland will go with both Shepard and Spencer in the ball game here. Shepard is at 6'2". Spencer is at 6 foot. So Hastings giving away some height inside now with Williamson on the bench. So we'll see what the Warriors can do here with 10 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the ball game. Midland trailing Hastings by a score of 52-50. They get it to a Lacari as she drives into the rack, and a foul is going to be called. Inbounds pass. Hastings is guilty of a foul here. And this one is going to go on Berry. That's going to be our second. So the second personal foul by Michaela Berry. That's going to be team foul number, 4 on Hastings here in the second half. Lacari to the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Lacari now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. 74% foul shooter in the season. 52-51. Hastings with a 1-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. Now we're tied up at 52 points apiece here in the second half. 10 minutes and 24 seconds to play in this basketball game. There's Berry with the ball out on top to Farmer. Lobs it inside to Jeldon. Wheels in the lane. Can't go for the shot, though. Here's Berry with the ball on the right wing. Berry picked up by Johnson. Comes out to Hill down between the circles. Now to Farmer. Dribbles it. Her running one-hander is up there. No good. Ball tapped out. Jackson had it. She lost it. It's picked up by Johnson. Smiley Johnson with the ball down for Midland. Racing it back the other way for the Warriors. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Comes over here on the near sideline to Lacari. Sammy Lacari out to a Johnson now on the right sideline for the Warriors. Picked up there by Jackson. They move it down to Rachel Starr, who's into the ball game now. Back out to Jamila Johnson. Hesitates now, drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot over Jeldon is going to be no good. Ball is loose. Jeldon has the ball for Hastings. Picks that baby up as she was lying flat on her back. Down to a Farmer to Michaela Berry. Her shot from 10 is up there. That one won't go. No good. And the rebound comes down to Stara from Midland. Now we got a foul called here in backcourt. 9:26 to play in the ball game. Now we're tied up at 52 points apiece. And a foul is going to go on Chanel Farmer of Hastings College. That's going to be her second. So two fouls on Farmer. Team foul number 5 on the Broncos. Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at the Event Center in Fremont. Hastings in Midland here tonight in a women's men's basketball doubleheader on 1230 KHIS. Sammy Lacari has got the ball now to Johnson. Brings it back to Lacari right in front of the Warrior bench. Back outside to Shepard. Lobs it down low. Grabbing the ball there is Spencer. Shot from right in front of the hole. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jeldon for Hastings. Down to Jackson into the forecourt. There's Michaela Berry underneath the basket. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound is brought down by a Taylor Shepard again for Midland. Shepard gets it away to Sammy Lacari. She streaks back the other way. Lacari here on the near sideline. And now a hand-checking foul there. It's going to go on Berry. Three fouls on Michaela Berry in the ball game now. Six team fouls in the Broncos. 8 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings looking for their 9th straight win here tonight. Midland will play things in. Sammy Lacari has got the ball. Lacari starts off right, comes back left, gets into the hands of Johnson. Johnson down to Spencer, top of the key. Long pass goes down low. It's going to be deflected away from Shepard out of bounds. So now with those two big girls in there, and Shepard and Spencer, they get the high low going there. The ball was knocked away from Taylor Shepard underneath the basket. Midland will play things in. That's Johnson getting things in to Shepard. Hands it back to Johnson out here on the wing. Goes to the right side. Lacari loses control of the ball out of bounds. Sammy Lacari took her hands, her eyes off of it there, and it goes out of bounds. 21 turnovers now in Midland here in the basketball game. They average 19 on the season. Hastings College and Midland were tied up at 52 points apiece with 8 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Nobody has scored for the last 2 minutes here in this one. Hastings with the ball. There's a pass by Jackson, intercepted. Intercepted there by Sammy Licari. That's the ninth turnover on Hastings. Back the other way, a driving layup good. Licari got Spencer the ball, and Daylon Spencer scores easily there for the Midland University Warriors. Spencer now with 10 points in the ball game. Hastings down by two. There's a entry pass deflected away from Rachel Jeldon out of bounds. Spencer got around Jeldon, knocks it out of bounds. The Broncos will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hastings trailing in the ball game now, 54-52 to Midland University. Samuelson will play things in. Samuelson gets it down in the corner. That's going to be Van Kirk. Dribbles once. Goes to Sierra Williamson, who's back into the ball game now, playing with four personal fouls. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk sends it over here to Chelsea Morton. She drives into the hole. Her shot is up there. Good. Chelsea Morton hits her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 5 points. But now we're tied up at 54 points apiece. We got 7 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Neither team able to break away here in this one. Midland has played a good ball game against Hastings College tonight. There's Danny Anderson with the ball behind his screen. Danny Anderson boots it to the top of the key. Comes over here to Rachel Stara. Picked up there by Chelsea Morton. Back outside. That's Anderson. Her three-pointer rims off. No good. She gets her own rebound. Anderson gets her own rebound underneath the basket. Now he feeds inside to Spencer. Wheels against Williams and her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Michaela Berry coming back 3-on-3. Berry drives to the hole and she's fouled in the play. Rachel Stara gets the personal foul there for Midland. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Warriors. This will be a shooting situation as Michaela Berry will go to the free throw line for Hastings. She's got 7 points in the ball game. 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. 79% foul shooter in the season. Shot is up there. It's no good. Berry now 0 out of 3 from the free throw line. Johnson comes back in. Rachel Stara will go to the bench here from Midland. 7-17 to play in regulation. We are tied at 54 points apiece. As Berry will have one more free throw. Her shot is up there. She hits that one. And Hastings has now got the lead. 55-54. Midland will inbound the ball here in backcourt. That's a Johnson with it now. Jamila Johnson dribbling here against Holly Samuelson. Johnson across the midcourt stripe. Will come to the near sideline now. Hastings staying with their man-to-man defense. Licari has got it. Out on top to Anderson. They feed it inside to Spencer. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Sierra Williamson will dribble it out of there. Brings it across the 10-second line and gets it in the hands now of Berry. Michaela Berry out here with 6:50 to play. Holly Samuelson on the wing on the right side. Holly looking inside the block. Nothing there. Samuelson looking. Finally comes out on top. For the basketball out here for Hastings is going to be Williamson. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Goes for the Rockers shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Michaela Berry. Berry dribbles out here in 3-point territory. Her shot no good. She gets his own rebound at the top of the key. Hastings will try it for the third time here. Driving the ball to the basket again is going to be Van Kirk. Has it knocked out of her hands, but stepping on the in line was Anderson, and Hastings will play things in. Broncos will have another chance here. Here comes Taylor Shepard in the ball game now. Daylon Spencer checks out for the Warriors. 6 minutes and 23 seconds to play in this ball game. 55-54. Hastings with a 1-point lead. Broncos will inbound. That's a Samuelson with the ball. Comes out here to Berry. Inside down to Williamson with her back to the basket. Takes off. Drives down the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound Williamson. She goes up for the shot again and she's fouled in the play. Good hustle play there by Sierra Williamson. She's fouled in the play by Licari. That's going to be her third. And now Sierra Williamson will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Sierra picked up 2 quick personal fouls in this ball game. Has not played a whole lot tonight. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Williamson picked up another one late in the first half for her third. Picked up another one right at the beginning of the second half for her fourth. And now she's back in there. Knocks down a couple of free throws. And Hastings College has now got a 57-54 lead over Midland as we are approaching the 6-minute mark here in this basketball game tonight from the Event Center. A 4-point lead has been all Hastings has had in this contest tonight. There's Danny Anderson, lobs the ball down low, grabbing it. A shot is up there and in by Shepard, and she's fouled in the play. Hastings has no answer for Taylor Shepard and Jalen Spencer here tonight. Shepard scores. She's got 16 points in the basketball game, and the last foul just went on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be number 5 on her, and she's out of there. So another big blow as Sierra is going to come to the bench with 6 minutes and 1 second to play in the ball game. She'll leave with 6 points. So a rough night tonight for Sierra Williamson of Hastings, the junior out of Broomfield, Colorado. That means Jolden will have to go the rest of the way at the post for the Broncos. Shot from the free throw line by Shepherd. It's the front iron and gets the backspin and right down through the hole. We are tied at 57 points apiece. Hastings and Midland. 5:56 to play. They're in regulation. Samuelson has got the ball for the Broncos. Bounce pass goes down in the corner to Van Kirk. Samuelson. Here's Berry, top of the key. Berry looking. 200 pass goes inside to Van Kirk. Turn around. Her jumper is up there, in and out, no good. Rebound, Jeldon. Follow shot, good. Rachel Jeldon got the offensive rebound and the putback. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings back out on top. Broncos 59, Midland 57. Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Johnson to the ball, dribbles to the top of the key, down to the left side of the lane, goes for the hole, shot no good. Rebound Hastings. Chelsea Morton with a rebound down to Rachel Jeldon, to Holly Samuelson. She trots it across the midcourt stripe here for the Broncos. Hastings with a two-point lead. 59-57, 5:10 remaining here in the contest. With the basketball there for Hastings, it's going to be Chelsea Morton. Takes it to the elbow, now drives it down the right side of the lane. Here's a bounce pass out to Samuelson. Her shot with three is no good. Another offensive rebound for Hastings. Jeldon has got it now. Carey is up, wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout. 4 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 59, Midland 57.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered, 604 South Burlington. Tomorrow night, high school basketball for you here on 1230 KHIS. A good girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Hastings St. Cecilia will play at Minden tomorrow night. On the air with a pregame show at 5:45. 6 o'clock for the girls game, 7:45 for the boys. That girls contest is the fourth-ranked team in Class C1, undefeated Minden, taking on the fourth-ranked team in Class C2, and Hastings St. Cecilia, who's now 9-2 on the year. So on the action tomorrow night from the C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden, the Whippets and the Blue Hawks and the Hawkettes coming up tomorrow night right here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings with a lead here, 59-57. Broncos on the ball. Here's Van Kirk, comes over to Morton for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Shepherd. Taylor Shepherd has got the ball for Midland. Down to Sammy Lacari down the near sideline. Picked up there by Michaela Berry of Hastings. Lacari dribbling with the ball. Bounce pass comes over to Johnson. Lobs the ball inside. It's going to be over the head of Shepherd, and the ball is taken out of there by Hastings. 22 turnovers now in Midland here in the basketball game. Jolin gets the ball in the hands of Samuelson. She walks it across the midcourt stripe here against Lacari. Feeds over on the wing on the left side. Chelsea Morton has got the ball. Morton out to Van Kirk, top of the circle. Swings it right side down to Berry. Michaela Berry with the ball high above her head. Entry passing it inside to Jeldon. She drives it down the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Shepherd. Ball is loose and is picked up by Hastings. Samuelson has got it now to Van Kirk. Van Kirk just left of the circle. Comes out to Berry at the top of the key. Michaela looking. Comes over to Samuelson on the wing on the right side. Samuelson, 18 seconds on the shot clock, holding on to the ball. Holly comes out on top to Chelsea Morton. She penetrates, kicks it back out to Samuelson, takes a three-pointer and knocks it down. Holly Samuelson knocks down a three-pointer from the right side, and Hastings now has a five-point lead. Big, big bucket there by Holly Samuelson, 62-57. Hastings has got the lead. There's a Johnson with the ball now for Midland. Down the right sideline, gets into the hands of Sammy Lacari around the screen. Out of Johnson, lobs the ball inside. Shepherd grabs it, her shot, they're left-handed and scores. Taylor Shepherd scores. She's got 19 points in the ball game for Midland. 62-59. Broncos with a three-point lead. 3:15 to play here in regulation. Here's Samuelson with the ball again. Samuelson dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Midland still under man-to-man defense. Holly Samuelson, 14 on the shot clock. Van Kirk with the ball. Her shot is up there good. Kind of an awkward-looking shot there, but Jamie Van Kirk gets it to go down. She's got 14 in the ball game. And the Broncos are out on top 64-59. It's a five-point lead now with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in regulation. There's a Danny Anderson with the ball from Midland to the near sideline. With the basketball over here is going to be a Johnson dribbling with the ball around the screen from Shepard. Drives underneath the hole. Bounce pass down in the corner to Danny Anderson for three. Shot is up there, no good. And the ball is picked up by Hastings. That's Jolden with a rebound. Gets it away down to Van Kirk with 2.5 minutes to play. Hastings leading by five. Shot by Van Kirk. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Sammy Lucari. Lucari down the right sideline to Anderson. Inside down to Joel Anderson. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound to Hastings. And Carey wants to call a timeout. Timeout Hastings. 2 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Here in regulation, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 64, Midland 59.
Is your equipment too big to go into your shed? You don't have to leave your valuable machinery outside all the time. So now's the time to give Square Deal Lumber and Hardware a call. Let Gene or Colby help you design a shed, shop, or garage. Check them out on the web at buysquaredeal.com or call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 to request a free quote. Know the difference. Compare the Astro advantages before you buy any building. Buysquaredeal.com. Check them out today.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball action here tonight from the Event Center in Fremont on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Midland going at it here in our first game of two. We got the men's game coming up next. Hastings trailed in this ball game 39-33. Broncos came back to grab the lead here in the second half. And Hastings is trying to hang on down the stretch here. Been tied up several times here in the second half at 52, at 54, also at 57. Hastings able to open up a 62-57 lead, and now the Broncos have a five-point advantage again at 64-59. With 2 minutes and 17 seconds to play, Hastings trying to go to 13-5 with a win here tonight, 7-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but they need to hang on. They've got number one ranked Morningside coming up on Saturday up in Sioux City. That game won't mean a whole lot here if the Broncos drop this one here tonight to Midland, a team that is currently 2-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but to play just about everybody on their schedule tough. They've got eight losses by 5 points or less. And they're going down the wire here with the 17th ranked team in the country tonight at Hastings College. Farmer's entry pass deflected away from Van Kirk, and now we got a whistle called. Farmer was on the wing trying to sent it inside to Van Kirk, and a foul is going to be called on Lucari of Midland. That's going to be her fourth personal foul, and that's going to send the best free throw shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference to the charity stripe. That's going to be Jamie Van Kirk. Here comes Samuelson back into the ball game for Hastings. Going out is going to be Michaela Berry. Hastings with a five-point lead, 64-59. The shot by Van Kirk is up there, and the shot hits the front iron, no good. That's her 11th miss of the season in 86 attempts. And now Midland has got the ball coming back the other way. They're trailing by 5 points in the ball game, 64-59. Lucari has got the ball here, picked up by Holly Samuelson. Lucari lobs it over here to Johnson on the near sideline, back out on top. They get it to Spencer down low to Shepard. Out with pass, they get it to the right wing. That's going to be Anderson. Her shot is up there. It's no good as they kick it out there. She misses the three, and the rebound comes down to Hastings, and it goes out of bounds. They say it was knocked out of the Broncos' hand, so Hastings will come back the other way, 64-59. It's a minute and 35 seconds to play now here in the ball game. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk now to Samuelson on the wing. Samuelson gets it to Farmer, top of the key. The ball's going to be knocked away, and it's picked up by Lucari. That's 10 turnovers on Hastings. Danny Anderson has got the ball now for Midland. Brown score pass goes to Johnson, drives it to the rack. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Hastings. Rachel Jeldon to the rebound, gives it away to Van Kirk. Now with a minute and 10 seconds to play, Hastings will hold up with the basketball. Van Kirk crosses the midcourt stripe. Broncos have a five-point lead, 64-59. Here's Van Kirk right in front of us here. She works against Anderson. Van Kirk comes out on top. That's going to be Chanel Farmer with the ball. Chanel sends it over to Holly Samuelson on the wing on the left side. Holly Samuelson is going to be fouled in a play here by Danny Anderson. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Warriors. That's going to be Holly Samuelson going to the free throw line now for Hastings. Samuelson, she's only missed 2 free throws all year long. He's 88% from the free throw line, and now we've got a timeout called here by Midland. Warriors want to call a timeout here. Hastings hanging on down the stretch. 49 seconds to play here in this basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 64, Midland 59.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mount Marty on top of Dakota Wesleyan, 73-69, a minute and 25 seconds to play there. Doan is on top of Nebraska Wesleyan, 70-60. They got a minute and 57 seconds left in their ball game. Northwestern is leading in their contest here tonight. The Red Raiders leading Dort by a score of 56-49. They've got 58.5 seconds to play in their ball game tonight. And we've got 49 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings College leading the Midland University Warriors. The score is 64-59. The men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Midland ranked number 9 in this week's poll. The NAIA Division II poll taking on Hastings, a team that's trying to break an 8-game losing streak. That's our nightcap coming up here tonight. At the event center in Fremont, going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Holly Samuelson. This will be a 1-1 situation, I believe, for Samuelson, an 88% foul shooter in the season. The Broncos have a 5-point lead, 64-59. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good, and the rebound comes down to Midland. Spencer gets the rebound, and here come the Warriors now, trailing by 5 points here in the ball game, 64-59. Warriors have the ball. They come over here to a Johnson. Out on top, that's going to be a Miranda Paul to the far sideline to a Danny Anderson to Paul. Now to Johnson, a long three is thrown up there. It's off of the mark, no good. They crash the boards, so we got a foul called. Personal foul is going to go here on Midland. It's going to go on the girl who took the shot, Jamila Johnson, who threw up a long three-pointer, and then she crashes the boards down the lane, and she's calling for a personal foul. That's going to be the second one on Johnson. That's going to send Hastings to the free throw line. This is going to be Jeldon going to the line. She has not been there so far tonight. Rachel Jeldon, 61% for the season. Jeldon's shot is up there. That one is good. Rachel Jeldon gives Hastings now a 65-59 lead. This one will make it a three-possession ball game. So a big free throw here. Shot is up there, and it's going to be no good. So just a two-possession ball game, a six-point lead for Hastings. 25 seconds to play. Here comes Midland down the right sideline. Cox with the ball now for Midland. Picked up there by Farmer of Hastings. There's Johnson. She'll throw up a long three. Her shot's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. So an air ball thrown up there by Jamila Johnson. He's throwing up the last two field goal attempts from three-point territory from Midland. That would not go. Now Hastings has got the ball back here with 13.9 seconds to play. Hastings leading Midland by a score of 65-59. Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. The ball's going to be tipped away from Barry back out of bounds. Getting your hands on it there was Joel Overkamp from Midland. Hastings again will play things in. They're in backcourt now with 13 seconds to play in regulation. The Broncos have a six-point lead. Again, they get it to Barry in the corner, and Barry's going to be fouled into play here by Overkamp.
Knock him down. Let's go.
Joel Overkamp picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 10 on Midland, so this will be a two-shot foul now for Michaela Barry. Barry is just 1 out of 4 from the free throw line here tonight. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. Barry, a 79% foul shooter on the season. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Hastings down with a 7-point lead. A big free throw right there by Michaela Barry. Barry will have one more shot here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That one is good. That makes the score 67-59 as the Broncos have knocked down some free throws here at the end of the ball game. Here comes Midland coming back the other way quickly. 7 seconds to play. Cox with the ball back outside. As they send it to the far sideline to Miranda Paul, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Now with 3 seconds left, so it looks like Hastings College is going to survive here tonight. Johnson is going to play the ball and off of the far sideline for Midland. Johnson looking. Finally, she gets it in to Megan Cox. Back to Johnson. Johnson will throw up a three from the corner, and that's going to be the ball game. Time expires. Hastings College wins their ninth game in a row as they come from behind to beat Midland University here tonight at the Event Center in Fremont. A tough one here tonight for Hastings College, but the 17th-ranked Broncos survive here tonight as they beat Midland by a score of 67-59. So the Broncos improved to 13 wins and 5 losses on the season. They're now 7-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings will get ready for number one ranked Morningside coming up on Saturday afternoon up in Sioux City. The Broncos won it here tonight, 67-59. Midland, they dropped to 7 wins and 12 losses. They're now 2-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. In the final score, Hastings knocks off Midland tonight by a score of 67-59. Back with the final totals right after this.
With the new